Coast Radio News for Friday, June 4th, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Oregon Health Authority is saying that more than 90% of new cases for the month of May came from unvaccinated individuals, 98% of the 16,097 new cases. The Oregon Health Authority is hoping that the news will encourage more individuals to get the vaccine. While new cases are falling and hospitalizations decline, so are the number of people getting vaccinated. The 7-day running total for Oregon is averaging just over 20,000. Percentages for Lane County are slowly moving toward the 65 percentile, currently at 63.2%. The county moves today to the moderate level of risk, and entertainment and food venues can now serve indoors at 50% capacity. Lane County added another 21 cases of COVID-19 to their totals yesterday, while two of those cases were in the 97439 zip code. The Florence area continues to have random weekly cases, with one of the latest affecting Cayuse Law Middle School. Today, the Florence Event Center will be hosting a vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. For individuals who need a first dose or a booster dose, the clinic will be administering Pfizer doses along with a limited number of Johnson & Johnson. Oregon's search and rescue community has seen a steady increase in missions since the COVID-19 pandemic began. As summer approaches and restrictions lift, the Office of Emergency Management is urging the public to stay safe with advanced planning and preparation. Matt House, Western Lane Ambulance District Operations Manager in Florence, says the coast comes with a unique set of problems to navigate.
We have the ocean that you never want to turn your back on because the sneaker waves ultimately can crash into the people and take them out into the ocean, and then that becomes a different rescue. We also have the rugged cliffside that, if you're not familiar with the tides, then you can actually get stranded, where we do have some rescues that are pertaining to that.
According to the Office of Emergency Management, there has been an upsurge in inexperienced people visiting more remote areas. As parks have become more crowded during the pandemic, more people are venturing into less populated and unfamiliar areas. The key, House says, is to make sure you are adequately prepared for outdoor activities. Despite bracing for a serious drought this summer, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife will sponsor a statewide free fishing weekend. Fish, crab, or clam anywhere in Oregon without a license or tags tomorrow and Sunday. Traditional sponsored events are on hold this year due to COVID restrictions, but you can plan your own DIY free fishing day adventure or just find a fishing site with the help of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Locally, Cleowox Lake is stocked regularly with trout, crappie, perch, and bass. ODFW hopes people will enjoy this weekend's free fishing, but Sean Clements, Deputy Administrator for Inland Fisheries, says that record dry weather in March and April means that many streams throughout the state are already at 25% of their typical flow, and asks that anglers be flexible with their fishing plans as the summer heats up. A recent issue with an unknown chemical in the wastewater treatment facility has prompted the city of Florence to remind residents that there are only two things that the sewer system is designed to handle: human waste and toilet paper. Fats, oils, and grease, along with cleaners, car fluids, and yard chemicals, are not intended for the sewer and can cause problems when they reach the facility. In addition, the city release says that just because a purchased item says it's flushable does not mean it is. In the past, Public Works Director Mike Miller has said that they regularly find a strange collection of items in the system and even recovered a pair of jeans at one point. Miller emphasizes there are only three acceptable things that should be flushed: pee, poop, and toilet paper. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, June 4th, 2021.